Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday to you. It is September 12th, 2022. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we got a nice show for you today with good friends from izzit.org. That's I-Z-Z-I-T, I-Z-Z-I-T, izzit.org. Okay. And I always like to start these shows, then I'll bring them on in just a second, Susan and Dean. We always hear about under-resourced schools, and there are tons of great free resources out there for schools. And one of the best sources of that is the company we're going to be talking with today. Everything they do is free to your school. Is it I-Z-Z-I-T? org. And we've got Dean Graziano and Susan Gable here from IZZT to talk about all the new stuff they're doing, how you can use it as part of your back-to-school introduction for the kids, et cetera, and all year long. So it's good stuff, and please check it out. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. And over there, that's a home website for our American Consortium for Equity in Education. We really work hard to get that across all the time. We publish a magazine. It's an online journal. It's called Equity and Access, and you can see that at the website, ace-ed.org. You'll see a large icon of the cover. Just click on that, and you can read a darn good issue of a darn good magazine that's geared for K-12 educators. We also have our seltoday.org, our Social Emotional Learning Resource Center. We have teacher-retention.com, which we think is a serious challenge this year, all about recruiting and retaining educators. Okay, we don't want any great teachers to leave, so please check that out, teacher-retention.com. All of our podcasts are over there, and also we have extended our Excellence in Equity Awards through September for nominations. Today's the 12th. Okay, if you want to nominate yourself, your school, your colleagues, products, etc., please go over, see the categories under the awards icon. Everything's connected over at ace-ed.org. All right, and we'll look forward to hearing from you on all of those fronts. Let me bring on my two guests, and here they are. Let's see. We have, first on ladies first. Hi, Susan. It's Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, right. How are things? Well, the Steelers won. Yes, I assume you're a Steelers fan. You're in Erie, PA, right?
I gotta confess, not a big football fan. And the truth is, here in Erie, Pennsylvania, you know, we're equidistant between Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Buffalo. So the city is kind of divided, but I do think a lot there are a lot of Pittsburgh Steeler fans. But yeah.
I would assume because it's PA, you would all be Steelers, but you're absolutely right. You are equidistant from the three cities. I never thought of that.
Yes, we are.
Weird. That's incredibly interesting. But why don't you just bag all that and become a Patriots fan like Dean is?
Well, you know,
no,
there's
Dean's
that. I was going to say, he's a Dolphins fan. So.
Uh-oh. Dean?
Yeah.
Dean Graziano, everybody, VP over at IZZT. No Patriots? Who are you, my friend?
Larry, I love the Dolphins because being from West Springfield, Matt, the Bonacontis from the south end of Springfield, my dad knew the family.
Oh, wow.
1973, I got to go down to South End, and Nick Bonaconte, Hall of Famer, was there.
Yep.
So to see a undefeated Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famer, that was the team we just kind of liked because of that connection. So stuck with them ever since.
You must have been happy about yesterday. The Dolphins, the Patriots, the Patriots would have won except that the Dolphins showed up. I don't know why that happened, you know?
Yeah, give us four more games, Larry. We'll be back in the cellar anyway.
Yeah.
That's the life of a Dolphins fan. But.
What can I know? I know. It hasn't been the same for a long, long time down there. Okay, but good luck. You got a new coach, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Dean, are you in New Hampshire today?
I am, Larry. I'll be heading to Erie in 2 weeks.
Is that like you were sentenced there? It's the way you sound.
No. The last time I was out there, I was at an abrupt meeting, but I had to get back to Western Mass. But Long story short, we have a really great thing I'll be sharing on the show when we talk later about some of the things happening. The Erie Manufacturing Business Association will be there with one of our new ideas I had, which is called Is It Here? We remodeled, like I did for New Hampshire, I remodeled or had a remodeled RV in which we will be sending to 27 pilot schools in western Pennsylvania career tech education. So we're taking it on the road, which is really exciting. So we'll be showcasing it on October 12th.
That is fantastic. You're going to, on October 12th, you are going to be in Erie with the bus. Is that correct?
Correct.
And where's the bus? Where's the bus now?
The bus is already in Erie. We had it, ironically, it was the second one I've done. I did one when I worked for the New Hampshire Department of Ed, Mobile Access to Possibilities. So this one we had purchased here in New Hampshire, had it wrapped by SUSE Science. Here's the plug. They do incredible work, and we have that out already. I had a driver come out, fly into Manchester, drive the RV back. So it's in Erie. The grant we got was for the 27 career tech ed centers in both western and southern Pennsylvania. So there are 27 CT schools, plus the sending schools, the schools that don't actually have CT. So imagine the thrust of us getting into younger students in the sense of exposure to CTE. Imagine giving them an idea of what to think about for career pathways. So it's exciting times. We're very excited about this.
Well, you should be. Actually, I mean, I turned away from the mic for a second. You're the week of October 24th, I got some slots available. Do you want to do another show and talk about this with some of the folks involved
out
there? I will get you guys right afterwards, okay, and we'll plan a show. That's perfect timing. Okay?
Great.
Then we'll get some of the, well, no pun intended, we'll get some of the Erie folks on. I don't mean the Adams family. That's E-R-I-E. Okay? we're going to do a show, okay, with the Erie educators and Dean and Susan and whatever, whoever else you want to bring on. That'll be fun. Okay? So we're going to plan on that, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Good. That's really cool. Congratulations. And I love the idea of the wrapped bus. Is it a school bus or a regular bus?
It's actually an RV, Larry. It's a $165,000 RV, mobile home, moving home. And we took the bedroom out, replaced it with an office space. Pretty much the idea I did for the state of New Hampshire. There'll be an office in there. So think about students could potentially be watching on the widescreen out in the main area. Someone could be doing interviews. So they could look at a company, kind of like a video of what the company does, the position, and then they can go in the back and actually be interviewed. So if there's issues with student transportation, you can bring the employer to the school and really help alleviate transportation issues in families, try to time it so the student is able to make a specific time in between, like study hall, et cetera, right after school and all that. They also, we have a camera that will be in the kitchen. We could have a guest chef. Pull the awning out. Students can 24 students can watch a guest chef or a culinary arts teacher in class preparing and doing.
Wow.
Up here in New Hampshire, we had a NASCAR pull up, and the automotive teachers really increased their numbers for the class because, hey, who doesn't want to work on a NASCAR? So it's things like that that really bring excitability to both the students and really awareness that this is what you could be doing, and you know that you don't have a student loan, and you could still be making 60, 70 with just a diploma.
Yeah,
those
right.
kinds of things.
More than that.
With what happened with the pandemic, we are so desperate for trades right now, and it is the sky's the limit. Salaries and high demand, high paying jobs. So it just made sense that it jumped into the career tech ed space as well.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we always talk, and I'm going to say this right, we always talk about college and career ready, but I always say we should eliminate the word college. Just call it career ready,
right.
Because that's what colleges do. They prepare kids for a career. Okay, if you want to go to college, higher ed, thank you, Susan, for 4 years, that's great, and go on to graduate school, become an engineer or a doctor or whatever. I think that's wonderful, but we can't eliminate the trades. Okay,
no.
And they're so important, and they're more high tech than ever. They're all STEM. Because they ever see try to work your car radio or reset your car radio without the help of the dealer. I mean, it's unbelievable. All right,
and or a five year old could probably help fix that. But absolutely. You know, Larry, interestingly enough, too, we've also got another new piece, a new video content piece that will dovetail and will actually be part of the Is It Here and the WIN curriculum, which is Workforce Innovation Now, that Dean has created. But the video piece is called Student Loans Do the Math. Okay, and kind of a very timely piece, but looking at, it does look at the alternative routes, you know, that you don't necessarily have to go to a four-year school. You could learn a trade. You could go become an apprentice to someone. You know, what are the alternate routes to that career path? So we're really excited about that one. That's a great piece that we'll have out in a couple of months. So
that's what we're going to do more. We're going to do more on that. Okay, you want to talk about that some more, Dean? Win the
sure.
Win.
And while piggybacking, we have one that, like as Susan said, which is it's a great video. One that is also in the development stage, which is a must. I put together some ideas, and that would be almost like the importance of credit. Now, if you're talking to any student, whether and you like you said, career ready. If you're going to college, you need to understand how good credit can be, certainly. If you're in the trades and you...
You mean financial credit. You don't mean school credits. You mean financial credit, right? What do you mean?
Right. Finish it.
A credit card.
So
yeah.
At the end of the day, a credit report is the hardest thing, I think, to share with a student. So the idea of comparing a credit report to a credit report card, where good grades, you have more options to schools and things, scholarships. If you have a good credit report, you're not spending a ton of money with high interest rate versus the C in grades equates to say a 600 or something that we're going to make it. So, you know, the kid looks at the new car pulled up. Now it's like a 2003 Hyundai with 300,000 and it's the same price. Why? You have good options. The comparison of, and I think that would get to students more and hit home that, you know, you work hard for something, it gives options. So that's in the works, but Susan alluded to, I came together and thought, what is out there that exists and doesn't? In the sense of my former life with Department of Ed in New Hampshire was career tech and work-based learning. So, but Is It does it all. We have multiple subjects and grades.
You do.
So, but with WIN, the Workforce Innovation Now, everyone's talking financial literacy. And that's great. You need to have that. Some states are requiring it. I took a look and said, well, isn't it really career readiness? And you can't know financial literacy, like budget, if you don't have a job. So shouldn't employability skills be in there, like, you know, resume writing, cover letters, interviewing tips? And then I thought, and if you're going either route and you want to go be in the trades or you want to go be a veterinarian, you want an internship, the work-based learning piece. So I took a stab at what the Association of Career Tech Ed did. They wrote these, a focus group did these 12 career-ready practices. And they said, you know what, if you're going to have a class and you're in career tech, these are the 12, if you will, statements that should be, and that's all they gave. And it's not a slight. It was great. But with that, I decided I would take a stab, and I broke those 12, if you will, statements down to competencies, New Hampshire being competency-based, and it's really been doing it for quite some time.
Right.
I designed my own competencies like financial and health literacy, employability and ethics, civics and digital literacy, work-based and career pathways. So I assigned 26 competencies. So if an instructor said, let's take a look at your syllabus, in the course of a year, because each career tech ed class is a year, it's not like a quarter or semester, and you go through this process, you could put those in at specific weeks, and at the end of the day, you've checked off all 12 statements the ACTE is saying, but we put, if you will, the competencies say to master each of the skills. We're piloting it here, meeting tomorrow with some friends in the CT world in New Hampshire. We'll be piloting that until October. The goal will be with Is It Here to get that syllabus into every single career tech ed school in 2023, starting the new year.
That's fabulous. You're good at this, man. I got to tell you, it's just great stuff. And by the way, I want to say something else, if I may. You know, we talk about the plumbers, electricians, carpenters, et cetera. All right. We tend to think of those, and this is sexist. We tend to think of those as male-oriented occupations, okay? And but I have to say, they're not necessarily the mechanics. You know, we always think of guys. Nothing wrong with guys doing that. I think it's great. Everybody should do it, but everybody's got to take a good look at this, okay? And there's just a world of opportunity out there in CTE, career and technical education, and I hope people take advantage of that. Because like what you said, Dean, the money's there. You can make a beautiful living there from the get-go. You know, that simple. Yeah. Are you there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, Susan, you there? I can hear it.
I am here. Absolutely. You know, I grew up in a family. My dad ran his own business, blue collar business. He was in water and wells and that kind of thing, installing pumps.
Yeah.
And my sister took over the business from him. So
good.
I'm all about that.
Wow, great. There you go.
Girl
there
power,
you go.
I mean, for
yeah,
sure.
It's just, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And it's all out there. And again, it's everybody. It's izzit.org. Okay. You guys, I want to just say this. Okay. You guys are moving into beyond supplemental. Okay. You're moving into curriculum. Is that the WIN curriculum that you're talking about, or was there other stuff on top of that?
Yeah, that's one of them, Larry. Then, as you know, we've talked, I think, a couple podcasts ago.
Yep.
New Hampshire has a really unique program called Learn Everywhere, and it's the idea by Commissioner Edelblue was to take learning experiences outside the classroom, certainly with the world we were living in 2 years ago. It made a lot of sense. So I sat in front of the school board with a curriculum I wrote called Simply Civics, and New Hampshire has, through the state school board, its approval process, and we'll be starting that the new year, the second semester. We have an accredited civics program, and civics is required in, I think, 31 states now. Not just the civics requirement, but part of that curriculum uses those videos we did, the civics fundamentals. That's what the foundation. So in Nevada, I'll be going out there to do PD. They're looking at our syllabus. They're adopting it. I just came back the beginning of August in North Carolina, and we've secured 17 schools that will be doing professional development for using the North Carolina standards. So I took out the New Hampshire and put in the North Carolina. And we got some great feedback on the syllabus. They want to use that North Carolina. So we're getting national traction with the Simply Civics, which is a semester long, a very rigorous 15 to 16 week civics course. And then as Susan has mentioned, the WIN, the Workforce Innovation Now. So what's next? More curriculum. I think the future is having these courses, whether they use them for accreditation, go through their specific state school boards or whatever, and getting the curriculum in. Because what we've done, and Susan's been instrumental, the whole team has been instrumental in making sure that any educator looking at this, it makes sense. There's critical thinking questions with prompts and answers. How do you start a discussion? We're not saying that the teachers don't know this, but when you look at civics and forgot to study off, it might have been Pew, but at the end of the day, 80% of teachers teaching civics don't feel comfortable because it's usually the, hey, you got to fill this in, you have a block or whatever. We wanted to make the civics piece certainly as easy as possible for a teacher to be given, assigned, or they've been veterans and they just want to shake things up and look at some of the materials. So it's use it all, use part of it, tweak it yourself. But at the end of the day, it really gives a teacher a different perspective on saying, okay, you've got some support and modeling throughout the syllabus as we've done with WIN.
What grades are we talking about for civics, Dean or Susan, whoever?
The civics is 9 through 12. The civics syllabus is geared for 9 through 12. Why?
Okay.
Because there's some sequencing that a student must have, certain classes getting there.
Sure.
But the civics fundamentals, that 100 question taken from the USCIS, I think that could go down to a teacher listening to this. Certainly 7th and 8th, certainly middle school, they could use just that civics fundamentals.
Absolutely.
Piece as a great prep to know those 100 must-know questions. The government, so here's the no political parties, the government, because it's the test of tests, say you must know. So it's a great way for educators to start a year. What do you know? What don't you know? Because those are the chosen questions. And you can have some fun with that going throughout the year.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that would work in social studies quite obviously. Hold on, let me clear my throat. Hold on. Hope you didn't hear that. There you go. I had to cough a little bit. Okay. That's great. But you know where else it works great? This would be good. And I'm just thinking, you know, we deal with so many kids who are immigrants. Okay. They come from other countries. And you know, this would be a great little, this is a great supplemental thing to do with an ESL class and ESL teachers and social studies teachers to work together on this. Okay. And
even which is the GED, Larry. Even the high set or the GED, where those kids may have been out of school for some time, some adult learning, that's great, if you will, what's the word? I'm going to go, centerpiece for some, to really remember some of the pieces of like branches of government, et cetera, why there's amendments. So I also see it as
exactly.
a really instrumental tool for like the high set, which is now the GED. So,
yeah.
Right. And I just want to pop in and remind people that that particular piece can be found at civicsfundamentals.org. Civicsfundamentals.org.
I'll put that in here. Okay. It's really just so much stuff. And I'm going to say what I said at the beginning of the show again. We're always talking about under-resourced schools. I know schools are under-resourced. There is so much great free stuff, and free does not mean of little quality. This is very, very, very high quality stuff. Okay. And is it, it just works day and night. This is just works day and night. They're just one of the ones who produce this sort of thing. Okay. And we love you guys dearly for doing this. Okay. And
we're moving back into the elementary space this year too.
Yes,
with our Pups of Liberty, right? Which is, again, you talk about high quality. These are animated pieces that are done for us by animators who have worked for all of the big animation studios. And the Pups of Liberty are, you know, we've got dogs and cats, the American Canine Revolution, and the Red Cats from the British, and just a lot of fun. But this year, what we've done, we have two full length, like about 20 minutes.
The British should be the bulldogs.
Well, the British are the cats, and people go, what does that mean? You don't like cats? No, we like cats, but you know, we had to have a dynamic here, and we've got these short
red
cats, right? Instead of the red coats, they're the red cats. But we've got these short pieces this year that we're coming out with, and we're releasing one every month through December. And they actually focus on historical figures and virtues. So, for example, we've already released Benjamin Franklin and the Virtue of Persistence. And it, you know, showcases, you know, you can't quit. You have to keep going. And sometimes failing is simply part of the process of getting to success. You know,
absolutely.
I think we've scared kids so much that, you know, like, oh, no, I failed. Oh, dear. Like, the world is over. Well, no, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and carry on. Learn from that situation and move on. So lots of fun pieces about things like that, hard work and industry, honesty, you know, important things that we really need to enlighten kids about and really get them thinking about. So I'm excited about that, of course, being a former elementary teacher.
Yeah.
It's
Susan's
background.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say Susan's background is elementary. And what's really neat in thinking how this would work, so September, October, November, December, we'll have one a month. And we kind of spaced it out, Susan's background and discussing some ideas, that the monthly allows an elementary teacher to really focus on that virtue for the month.
Which reminds me, you guys do this, always send us press releases because we put them on the website, we put them in the magazine, we mention them. Okay, so just constantly send us a flow. Okay.
Okay.
Press release. That's really important.
I'll put you perfect. But the point is, like a teacher, and as we said, stuff's free. The teacher has that one or two students that excel. We've created these amazing. We have an unbelievable graphic arts, as you know. And Mike put together an amazing certificate. We'll get that out. The teacher types the kid's name, and they are absolutely gorgeous. But it says, like, for example, Larry Jacobs, you know, you've excelled in showing persistence in the classroom. And, you know, does it go a long
Thank
way?
You,
I think recognition is the unfulfilled need. So it allows those things to be recognized. You know, a teacher can do it any way they want. I personally would do the fewer that really excelled and make it, like, a really big deal. But those are available online for free as well. So we've, as Susan said, we've done a great job, I think, in getting these virtues out that really do need to be shared and brought into students at an early age. But we also say, let's recognize them. And Susan's come up with some ideas for, like, bulletin boards and stuff. So it's a one-stop shop, Larry.
You know, it really is a one-stop shop. And one of the things that always, it kind of gets me, and I know a few education professors, okay, in education schools, and I have to tell you, they, I'm just speaking generically here. They, they know the philosophy, they know the pedagogy, they know all that, but they don't know what's going on in the industry. Okay.
Right.
And as teachers are being trained, this is just a pet peeve of mine. Okay. They're not giving them the ideas for resources they need. In my opinion, there should be a course in college for educators called Up to Date Resources for You. Okay. And talk about these things and where they are. And that would be so helpful as opposed to the philosophy of John Dewey. Okay. You know, whatever.
Larry, if you're in a teacher's course and you just mentioned it at least three times in this podcast, if I'm in teacher training and I'm in my undergraduate to go on to the field, which we need so desperately, as you know, people are just dropping out of the profession. But if you're going to say, wouldn't you want to say, hey, here's some things to put in a toolkit so you're not, as teachers all do, and anyone listening to this that's an educator, you know how much money you put in beyond the what you're allowed by tax credits. You are definitely paying a lot more. And it would be nice to say, here's some of the top five or six that we've already vetted and things like that, and look why they're vetted, and et cetera. But to give the student that type of ammunition, or if you will, tools for their toolkit, that is an absolutely exceptional idea.
Absolutely.
For teaching schools across the country to say, hey, go in and not have to worry about expending money you're not already making.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up something very interesting just now. You know, I have to say it this way. I never thought of this. It costs a lot more money to go to college to become a teacher because you're not going to make the same money as an engineer. Okay?
Right.
Over the course of your life, your income is less as an educator. Okay? Which means it costs you more to go to those same first 4 years. It's a weird ratio. Okay? And then we expect teachers to pay for stuff out of their pocket. Okay? When I just want to say it again, there's so many great free resources out there. And IZIT is one of the top groups. IZIT.org, everybody. Okay? They work 24/7, so to speak, to just get this stuff out there for you. And it just has to be used. Susan, how many educators are using it now?
Oh, my goodness, Larry.
Yeah.
I want to say that. Current, because again, as Dean said, we've got a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of teachers running out of the profession and whatnot, but we've probably got over 100,000 teachers in that area utilizing materials.
Yeah, and you just brought up something real important.
Have active accounts.
Yeah, you brought up something real, real important. A lot of, because there's such a shortage of teachers, they're hiring people who really have no, they're good, they're probably good people, nice people, but a lot of them are going to leave after 1 or 2 years, okay, because they're not trained to be teachers, they don't know what to expect, okay, and they really aren't good on the pedagogy part, okay, and I just have to make this point, those educators, the more we give them the resources they need, the more likely they are to do well and to hopefully stay longer. And again, everybody, these resources are available to you. IZIT.org. And by the way, I meant to mention this before. The website looks great. The new website looks great.
Thank you.
Susan did
a great theme on that.
Well, it was time for an update, Larry. So we kind of gave it a refresh and sort of reorganized things into, you know, different ways of thinking about things and just sort of gave it a nice facelift to give it a more modern look and feel. And
it looks great.
We hope that we've made it easier for people to navigate. And the proof will be in the pudding as we hear from folks that come to the website and everything. So, we're excited about it. You know, we'll actually be working on some other little bits and pieces to it throughout the year. We're going to do a couple more phases of updates, but of course, this was the big front end facelift phase of it. So we're still tweaking. So if anybody out there sees anything or runs into any trouble, they should email us and let us know. So that, because I always tell people we can't fix what we don't know is broken. So if they into something, we certainly want to hear from them.
I spend half my life looking at our website and telling our team, can you change this? Can you change that? I'm always tweaking it. Okay, drives them crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, because they do a good job. Okay, this is great. Okay, and IZIT offers, it says it right at the top, no cost, high quality educational materials to educators, teachers, homeschoolers, hello, parents, grandparents, scout troop leaders, anyone interested in learning and teaching, okay? And video lessons, courses, activities and collections, quizzes, current events, tools, constitutional resources, like you just mentioned, Pups of Liberty, the cute little videos, short tales, and career readiness stuff. I mean, it's really all there. Thank you, Dean. It's a great line. It's your one-stop shop, okay? It's really, really good, okay? Thanks, guys. This was great as always. I appreciate it.
Larry,
right,
thank
Larry,
you. We'll
thank
get
you.
Out the press releases, and we'll talk to you again next
yeah.
the week of the 24th with what
well,
happened.
Yeah, I'm
going to
send you. I'm going to send you you know, just so we get the time together. I'll do it right after I'm done here with on this podcast.
Perfect.
Okay, and
sounds
we'll get that
great.
Together.
As always, thank you
and
so
Dean,
much.
Have a better
thank
week,
you.
My friend. Have a better week than the last couple of weeks. Okay, Dean.
Thank you
thanks,
so much,
Larry.
You're welcome, buddy. And Susan, you too.
Bye.
And make your choice, Browns, Bills, or Steelers. And if I were you, I'd go with the Bills. Okay? That's all I have to say.
All
make
right,
yourself
we'll
happy.
See.
Be happy. Go with the Bills. That's all there is to it. Okay? Thanks,
all
guys.
Right. Thanks,
you're
Larry.
The best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dean. Okay? Be good, guys. Okay? That's great. Okay? Isit.org. What can I tell you? Just go there. Start using it. Right. That's simple. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.